Praise the Lord. Thank you, Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. We read it this morning, but had it on my heart for the last couple of days, and the Lord just kind of solidified that. I got in these notes down a while back, and we'll preach from very, very familiar portion of Scripture. Very, very familiar, but I'm afraid very forgotten. There is so much in the Word of God that we know is right. Well, we know it's all right. There's so much that we know in our head. We have this head knowledge. But yet there's so much in the Word of God that gets left undone. In Matthew chapter number 28, Jesus is going off the scene here. He's about to go back to heaven after he has ascended. The Bible said in verse number 18, the Bible said that Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." What we just read, we know as what? Somebody shout it out. The Great Commission. The Great Commission. Brother Freddie and I was talking just the other day, and he had been working on the message. As a matter of fact, he just gave me the notes from it. But he'd been working on a message about the sins of omission. In other words, the sin of things that go undone. You understand what omission is? I would think the sins of omission are as important and equally important as the sins of commission. When we think about sin, we think about, well, at least I don't do this, or I don't do that, or I don't do it. But what about the things that we should do that we don't do? I'll be honest with you, I find it easier to do that which I shouldn't. And harder to do that which I should. I'm with Paul in Romans chapter number 7. He said, "When I do good, evil is present with me." Somebody say amen right there. The harder I try, sometimes seems like the worse I mess up. Can you get a witness right there? We're all human. But this morning, as we baptized those children and had the teen church, junior church, and children's church all in here, I was just strongly reminded about our great commission. Our job as a church, our job as a independent, fundamental, Baptist, Bible-believing church, our job, our number one thing is to give the gospel to a lost and a dying world. Would you agree? Amen. Now, I'm afraid the greatest sin of omission may be the failure to carry out the great commission. The greatest sin of omission may very well be the failure to carry out the great commission. Do you understand that it's not just the preacher's job to preach the gospel? Do you understand it? Don't you think about yourself personally. Firstly, not the youth group or not the ladies group or any other group you're tied up with. I want you to think about just you personally. When is the last time you gave the gospel to someone who was lost? Amen. When was the very last time you said, "Hey, can I share something with you?" When was the last time you looked at somebody in their God-given eyeball and said, "Can I ask you a serious question? If you died today, do you know where you would spend eternity?" You understand that is my job, and it's also your job. It's the job of every teenager. It's the job of every man, woman, boy, or girl. Our job is to propagate and carry the gospel to a lost and a dying world. When's the last time you witnessed to someone? Boy, God's love.
Yes, sir.
When's the last time you even carried a burden for someone who was lost? What if over the next months, everybody in our church reached somebody?
Right.
Amen. I remember we had a little program one time, and we called it Each One Win One.
Yeah.
If each and every person, we wouldn't have nowhere to put them. Amen. We wouldn't have nowhere to put them. But when's the last time you carried out the Great Commission? The last great commandment that the Lord gave was this commandment to go and to teach all nations. To go and to spread the gospel. That is the Great Commission. That's our job. You know, so many churches, not just individuals, but churches aren't even carrying out the Great Commission. They're preaching on everything from your diet, preaching about your health and all this crazy stuff that don't make a mount to a hill of beans.
Amen.
And they're not preaching the gospel.
Yeah.
Are y'all okay?
Yes, sir.
Jesus was a gospel preacher.
Yeah.
And by the way, everybody that he touched and everybody that he saved, the very first thing they did was they went and told somebody else.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I don't know how to witness. Listen, I think it's a shame you got to teach people how to witness.
Amen.
Are we okay?
No.
Man, in the old days, you didn't go to a soul winning clinic.
Yeah.
You got full of God and you went out and it spilled out everywhere you went. That little lady at the well, she left Sychar's well that day. She didn't go to a soul winning clinic. She didn't go to a class or a 7-step program. She ran back to town to the very men she had been laying with and said, come see a man. Told me all things. Ever I did, it's not this the price.
Amen.
So I just don't know what to say. Tell them what happened to you.
Yes, sir.
Tell them exactly what happened to you. Tell them what happened when you got saved. Tell them what a dirty, rotten, low-down sinner you were. Tell them how hell deserving you were. And how Jesus came. And came where you were, like you were, and took you like you were. Picked you up and wiped off your sin. Put you on your feet again. Amen. I don't mind telling about somebody else's salvation, but my favorite story in all the world is to tell you what happened to me on that New Year's Eve, some 35, I don't know how many years ago now, Keep up, a long time ago, I got saved, born again, on my way to heaven. Thank God came where I was. That's my favorite story in all the world. And it ought to be your favorite story in all the world. I was just wondering, we went over to Levi's a few Thursday nights ago, and all of them got saved. My niece. I was thinking when I was getting ready to prepare this today, I thought, I wonder, has she told anybody about it? She's nodding her head. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of y'all just got saved this past year. Some of y'all in the youth group. I wonder, have you told everybody about your school? I bet if you ran a touchdown, you'd talk about it. I bet if you dunked a basketball, you'd talk about it. I bet if you shot a three-pointer, you'd talk about it. You'd talk about it if you shot a 10-point buck or caught a 10-pound bag. You'd tell somebody. You just go to heaven when you die. All your sins are gone. Hallelujah. Tell him,
sir.
It's a great commission. No greater thing can you do than to share your faith with somebody else.
Amen.
I'm not talking about a bunch of gospel zealots that people hate to see you walk in a room.
Right.
Our job's not to cram it down somebody's throat.
Right.
Some people got the idea that we can force salvation on somebody.
Right.
Amen. They don't want to talk about it, though.
Amen.
Man, more want than we want.
Yes,
but everyone that want gets you that much closer to that one that leaves.
Yeah.
I've been praying about it personally. I got to get up early in the morning. And I'm not a morning person. Early in the morning, I'm not my super angelic demeanor. I don't talk to nobody. But I've been praying, Lord, if it be your will, put somebody by me on that airplane that needs to hear the gospel. I love to tell them about how planes crash. Planes crash all the time. And then they'll tell them, boy, you better make sure, boy, you get off here. Every now and then I'll get one of them moves, man. I'll just lay it on. I said, man, I think I heard that engine skew. Amen. I used to have them chick tracks, like Flight 144 about the plane crash, I put them in people's seats. Hey, I bet every one of us fail in this area.
Yeah.
I bet every one of us commit this sin of omission. Every one of us. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will crawl up in my lap and say, hey, man, tell her. Tell him. I always, if it wasn't God's will and the devil didn't hate it so bad, you wouldn't have such a hard time doing it.
That's right.
Yeah. Man, sometimes you get burdened to witness somebody on the plane, my heart goes, bum, 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 bum. I mean, that thing starts thumping like thunder, man. I'm telling you, it's like I'm having a, what do you call it, anxiety attack. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I will, but I'm going to wait until the plane's about to wait. That way, if they're going to cuss me out, it can't last long. Every now and then, the Holy Spirit say, now.
Yeah.
I have figured out ways that the Lord will open doors for the conversation.
Yeah.
Let me show you the best one I know.
Right.
That book right there.
Yeah.
Just take that thing out. You ain't got to say a word. Just take it out and lay it on the tray table in front of plenty if you're not fine. You can do it at school or anywhere else. Do it on your lunch break at work. Boy, that thing gets attention.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times people have said, are you a believer? Well, yes, ma'am, I am. Yes, sir, I am. Are you a Christian? I've had some ask me, I'll have notes out looking at an outline, and they'll say, are you a pastor? And I'll tell them, yes, I am. Well, where are you going? What are you doing? And then they just get interested. I'm going to preach to teenagers, or I'm going to preach a revival meeting. Oh, that's just wonderful. Well, how about you? Are you saved?
Yeah.
Y'all okay? We have all been given the Great Commission.
Amen.
But I guarantee you, we have all failed at it miserably.
Yes.
Miserably. I remember when I first got saved, soul winning was a big deal.
Yeah.
That was back in the day when Dr. Howells and Lee Robertson John R. Rice, all that crap. I mean, boy, it was soul winning. So Curtis Hudson would say, he'd preach and say, I don't go to bed until I win somebody to the Lord.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, why? Of course, some of that crowd did a little bit different than we did.
Yeah.
They had, and I love them, God bless them. Right. But they had the idea if they get somebody just repeat after me, that's yes. I believe there's a little more to it than that.
Yeah.
And then said again, I believe there's a little more to it than that.
Yeah.
I don't believe just walking up and said, hey, would you like to go to heaven when you die? Sure, say this.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I believe before you never get saved, you got to see yourself as a sinner first.
Amen.
I believe in repentance.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 Salvation's a serious thing. It's not a game.
Right.
We're not keeping score, trying to see how many names we can write down in the back of our Bible. Hey, I want people to really get it and really get it settled in their heart. Hey, but we need a little bit of something that them old guys had. They had a passion to win people to the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, bro, they eat, sweat, breathe it, breathe it every single day. And that's what we ought to get us a little bit of that. We ought to get us a little bit of that. There's no way all of Bill Morecca's going to heaven when they die.
Amen.
Churches go on visitation, but that's all they do. They invite, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with inviting somebody to church. I wish everybody would. There's nothing wrong with inviting kids to school. There's nothing wrong with inviting your neighbors or your co-worker. But he didn't say go and invite them. Another place he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Yeah.
Ever preach it. Sometimes it's got to go past an invitation.
Right.
And we ought to all go on this altar together tonight before we leave here and say, Lord, put somebody in my path.
Amen.
It's been a long time, Lord, since I really witnessed to somebody. Put somebody in my path. And you know what? As soon as he does it, you'll know it. You'll know it. If you really pray that tonight, you'll know it when you line up eyeball to eyeball with
them.
I guarantee you, your heart might pound like mine does.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit will say, this is her. This is him.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know how all y'all do, but I give a big old look.
That's right.
Right there. I mean, just it's real. Some people do it with ease. I used to love to go out with Brother Tony Collins, Sister Joyce's oldest son. That guy witnessed to anybody anywhere and hoped they went into Arden.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of teenagers at the mall one Saturday night or Friday night, and he's witnessing to this little Catholic girl, and she finally said, "Hey, would you stop so I can get saved?" She said, "I'm sold. I'm in. I want to pray." She'll shut up.
Yeah.
No, Tony's like, "Well, yeah."
Amen.
Oh, what's his name? He got saved off a bus route. Moved to Alabama.
James.
Oh my, what a soul winner.
Yeah.
One of the best soul winners I've seen in my life. Amen. Oh Lord, help us all to have a little bit of that. Help us all to have a little bit of the can't help us.
Yeah.
We get so full of God we can't help but tell somebody else about it.
Yeah.
You know that crowd that Jesus told them not to say nothing? They still wouldn't tell us.
That's right. Yeah.
Why? Because they couldn't help it.
Amen.
Greatest thing ever in the world ever happened to them. They had to go tell somebody.
That's right. Amen.
Jesus healed that one fella. He said, "I'm going to you." Jesus said, "No, go home, take it first. Go home and tell everybody what happened."
Amen.
This sin of omission in failing to follow or failing to carry out the Great Commission. I want to show you three things I found in this verse. I was reading these verses last night, getting ready for this morning. Brother Charles watched me on the internet this morning. You know what he said? I preached 8 minutes this morning. That's a record. Brother Craig said, "Miracles happen every day." Amen. Amen. Well, I had to. I had all the little kids in here. Amen. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. Amen. Don't you notice a word that shows up three times in this Great Commission? And it's the word all. A-double-A. All. In verse number 18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, watch this, all what?
Power.
All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach what?
All
what?
Nations.
All nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe what?
All
things whatsoever I have commanded you. All power. All nations. All things. Three times. You know what he said? Give it all you got. Give them the hiding under those both barrels. Give them everything you got. First, we notice that all power is available.
Yeah,
all power. Hey, when we go, we need to go in the name that is above every name, and that's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to go in His Spirit and in His power.
Amen.
We go in our spirit, we're going to start a fight. We go in our spirit, we're going to get doors slammed in our face. We go in our spirit, we might get thrown off an airplane. I remember Brother Freddie, where was we going? It was not in California. It's a crowd of us. And Brother Eric was on the plane. And Brother Eric Knight out in Texas. He got to witnessing this guy. And the guy finally just looked at him and went.
Yeah.
In other words, cut it off. Brother Eric went, "Oh, okay."
Amen.
Amen. Hey, we need to have the right spirit.
Amen.
The only way we're going to do that is go in the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're not out there to judge sinners and tell them how sorry they are.
Right.
We get them to understand their laws. They'll see how bad they are. You don't win somebody to God by slapping a can of beer out of their hands.
Right.
I'll never forget, we took our teenagers one time from Ohio years and years ago, went to the Dixie Stampede. That's what I'm going to call it, till Jesus comes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
I don't care who the hair is. It's a Dixie Stampede. We're just at the Dixie Stampede, and it's like a saloon, but they ain't no alcohol. And they had like dance hall girls, and they were selling garters off their legs. And one of them came up to this preacher that was with us. Propped her foot on the arm of his chair. Oh, and what he said to that dear lady. I'm not even going to repeat it. And I'll never forget the look on her face. And I thought, well, I bet she went straight to church Sunday night. I bet she saw the names on our buses out there and thought, boy, I have to find me an independent Baptist church. That spirit that right guy's got right there, that's what I want. Y'all doing all right? The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart right then and said, wrong.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What he said was right. But how he said it was very, very wrong.
Amen.
I remember standing on the steps of our church as a little boy. And my mother picked up a lady on the bus route. This was in the 70s. She had on a pantsuit. Y'all ladies, anybody remember what a pantsuit was? And what was that old fabric, that old stretchy stuff? Polyester. Yeah, polyester pantsuit, a hot thing. Mama walked up, introduced him to our pastor, her to our pastor. He said, you got two choices. Go put a dress on her or take her home. Something in my little heart said, wrong.
Amen.
Wrong.
Amen.
I remember her coming to the door and asking, could she ride the bus? And she said, I don't have a dress to wear. This is the very best I've got. Mama said, you come on, it'll be all right.
Amen.
And she got turned away at the door. Wrong.
Amen.
I believe a lady ought to dress like a lady. Don't get me wrong. Are y'all listening to me?
Yes,
but we ain't never going to win them to hell pushing them away.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Maybe.
I can make fun of because I'll let just about anybody come in here.
Amen.
Somebody, I've heard about some criticism I got on the social media, and I don't even do social media. Somebody's talking about they visited our church, they were passing through, and they saw some of the people in our church was making some comments about it. And boy, I let it bother me for a minute. But they got in the, they got over there and started reading about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
sir. They criticized him too.
Yeah.
Being a friend of the publicans and sinners.
Amen.
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 You gotta catch the fish before you clean it.
Hey.
Amen. We're not here to drive people. Hey, what I'm trying to say is we need the Spirit and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ if we are going to carry out the commission.
Amen.
You notice how he worded it right here. Look at verse number 18 again. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now watch this. Go ye therefore.
Amen.
That means because of what I just said, you can do what I'm about to tell you to do. Because of my Spirit and my power, think about what reached you. I'm standing in this pulpit tonight, I believe with all my heart, because a faithful bus worker knocked on the door and handed me some bubble gum, put me and my mom and my little sister on the bus. Thank God for somebody that would carry out the great thing. He said, all power. We've got all power. We've got everything we need. We've got everything we need. We don't need a class again. I mean, there's some do's and don'ts. Take some breath mints. Amen. You don't need no onion breath breathing in somebody's face. Coffee breath. You know, are you listening? Get you some breath with a tic tac. Amen. Had a fellow come here one night and I shook his hand. I said, your face looks familiar. I can't remember your face, but your breath's familiar. Amen. I knew who he was. Anyway, listen, we need the Spirit and the power of God. Now, watch this next thought. He said, go ye therefore and teach what?
All
nations. We've got all power to go to all people.
Yeah.
He said again, we've got all power to go to all people.
Amen.
I grew up in a day when church was segregated.
Yeah.
I've had people ask me in the last few years, is your church a white church?
Yeah.
No, it's brick.
Yeah.
Got some black columns out on the front.
Yeah.
I believe the steeple's white. No, it ain't a white church.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, we've been criticized for having black folks come in. I want some more. Amen. And one lady standing right there in the aisle where my mama sat one Sunday years ago, she said, "What do you want now? Turn this into a Mexican church?" I said, "Yeah, I'm trying to keep it from being a heifer church."
Amen.
She didn't take very kind to that.
Yeah.
Remember what we learned? Same when we were little.
Yeah.
Red and yellow, black and white.
Yeah.
They're all precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Yeah.
Standing here at the Napa Auto Parts, it's something else, man. It used to be Napa, right there in front of Brother Freddy's house. Standing up in there one Saturday morning, and this black gentleman walked up to me. He said, "You him, ain't you?" I said, "Him who?" He said, "You that man in there, Happy Valley." I said, "That's me." He said, "Why come y'all bringing that bus in our neighborhood, taking all our children?" I said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm pastor right down here." I said, "Why are we coming into your neighborhood and picking up your kids?" That's what I said. I said, "Because you want."
Amen.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
He said, "You got a good point, Reverend." All people.
Amen.
All people.
Amen.
All people.
Yeah.
All
Amen.
People. Thank God for the missionaries coming through here. I haven't come through here Sunday night. I mean, he's already there. He's in Africa right now. Thank God. Yeah. The Lord is up here preaching his heart out. He said, "I'm going to a place most of you probably never heard of." But I ain't said Burkina Faso. And everybody busted out laughing. Didn't know why we was laughing. Yeah, we heard it. Amen.
Yeah.
We know somebody there. Amen.
Yeah.
And he knew of them.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
Amen.
I may never this side of heaven meet any of those people.
Amen.
But I'm having part of what he's doing.
Yeah.
We'll ship tracks across the world. I don't know where they're going this week, but we'll ship 10 million tracks somewhere. And they're going to tell you the thousands of souls are coming to Christ. I have a part in that. Why? Because he said all people.
Amen.
Yeah. All people. Don't you be offended when somebody comes in here that's a different color than you.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Y'all all right?
Amen.
Yes.
God put us in this thing.
Right.
Amen.
To reach this thing.
That's right.
He didn't say to a certain group.
Amen.
Both sides of the tracks were bringing.
Amen.
This side of Jerusalem.
Amen.
Y'all look good?
Yes, sir.
Somebody messed with one of the little kids.
Come on, Bree.
You had a bad day.
Yeah.
You had a bad day. You say something mean, derogatory, make them feel less. You got a bad day. Why? Because them's the Lord's little children. Hey, they are precious. I'll baptize them at 1,000 at a time. That's not going to change.
Amen.
Amen.
I ain't prejudiced. You better not be either.
Yeah.
I know in this day in which we live, there's a certain crowd out there that almost forced it down your throat.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
All nations. All people. All people. All people. I let us thank God for the Lord one day because he speaks English.
Yeah.
And I don't speak Spanish. With this right here. He said, "Bye." Yeah. He said, "Christian." We had enough words there that we could.
Amen.
I said, "You Christian?"
Amen.
Want to be? Tears rolling down his face.
Amen.
About 30,000 feet in the air.
Yeah.
You pray down.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
All
Amen.
People.
Amen.
Amen.
All people. And they're all welcome here.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And when they're not, I'm not.
Amen.
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 Okay. It's all people. We've got all power over all people. I wish our entire church could see. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give Brother Warren the information, and you put it on the prayer line. Would you do that? Of how you can watch those services live. Out there in the aisle of this church. Every service they'll begin,
was reading a letter from somebody who got saved from the gospel track. Every service, they'll read at least one, sometimes two or three. That when they get on that Skype thing, y'all know what I'm talking about? That first yeah. Skype, and they put that missionary on that screen, and they set their tears rolling down their face, thanking God for the gospel tracks that are coming their way.
Amen.
And that'll stir you up.
Amen.
I'm just trying to say all people.
Amen.
All people.
Yes.
I remember when we moved here and we bought this building. Our church had never, I don't think, Brother Charles, ever in its history, not just with me, I'm talking about before me, I don't think the church had ever known any debt. Far as enough. Church never owed nobody a dime. We walked into this place, $500,000 with a $250,000 second mortgage.
Yeah.
You know what I started praying for? Rich people.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, I don't even care if they say, just send them. Lord, we need people that's got some money and who have a giving spirit, God, please. And you know what he did? The harder I prayed for rich people, the poorer they came.
Yes, sir.
Somebody would come in and had a good job, made six figures plus, and they'd lose their job. That's the Lord's truth. They'd come in here, and I'd be like, yeah, finally, somebody got some money, we can help pay these bills, and they'd lose their job. Or die.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna tell the truth. You know what the Holy Spirit said one Sunday? I didn't call you to be rich.
Amen.
I didn't just call you the poor. I called you all. That Sunday I bowed behind this pulpit and I said, Lord, I'll take whatever you say. I'll take whatever you say. Whether they got $1 million in the bank or they ain't got 2 nickels, we're going to get what I'm saying to all people. We've got the power to go to all people. And then lastly, I'm done. We've got the power to go to the people and give them all precepts. Jesus said, teach them all things. Teach them all things. Man, if we got a story to tell them or what?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, think about it. We have seen God do great and mighty things just in the last few years, sitting right here in this building. Man, we've got a lot of things to tell somebody. When you make that excuse and say, well, I just don't know what to say. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You don't know what to say? Tell them about this youth choir.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them what God's doing with these kids around you.
Yeah.
You don't know what to say? Tell them about Ashley Hawford. Yeah. Tell them about how God healed her. Yeah. I'm telling you, you got something to say.
Right.
Tell them all things.
Amen.
Amen.
No.
I'm not one to argue with the Bible. I'll cut somebody off and tell them, look, sir, I'm sorry. I'm just not going to argue with you. I'm not going to do it. I sit by a creation scientist one day. You ever fought one of them kids? They on the crack rocks, huh? The guy would get madder and madder and madder, and I said, brother, look, I said, I'm not going to argue with you. I believe what I believe. You believe what you believe. You have a good day. Head phones. I'm not going to fight you. If somebody wants to know, be glad to share. Be glad to share. I've talked with people. Man, you sit down with somebody who's saved, it never fails. If they ask you, if you're a preacher, it never fails. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Ask you a question. I sat on a plane one time, flying to Texas, on my way to Brother Eric Knight. From the time we left Atlanta, from the time we could put our tray tables down, I put my Bible out there, I discussed divorce and remarriage with a fella all the way to Texas.
Wow.
Saved, on his way to heaven, member of a Baptist church. His wife had left him, he remarried, and his church told him that he was no longer used. He was excited when he got off the plane.
Amen.
Looking for a new church.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
All things. You get the opportunity to help somebody. Man, help them.
Yes, sir.
Don't be a know-it-all. Don't be a judgmental zealot. But be ready to share all things. The Great Commission. Is that one of your great sins of omission? Though it is mine, I can do a far greater job of spreading the gospel. Let's stand with me tonight. Let's all y'all would come to the song. Whatever you want to do. Brother Robert's been doing some work on my house. And he got to tell me about a man he used to work with. They're a real close friend. Brother Robert got tore up, couldn't even talk. He didn't know if he's saved. It's the kind of burden we've got to have. That's what will make us want to share this story with somebody else. We've got to care. We've got to care for them and we're going to have let's pray. Father, we come to you this evening. Lord God, we thank you for a good and glorious day. Thank you for our time together tonight. Lord, thank you for the power that you've given us, God, to carry out this great commission. Lord, help us to be faithful to do it. Lord, we get lazy, we get backslid. Lord, the greatest thing we have to do, Lord, we leave off and undone. I pray you give us a greater burden. Lord, to share your love, your death, burial, resurrection with someone else. Father, have you laid this altar call, we'll thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God.